Samuel 7 and verse 12. I'm going to be preaching about memorials. And birthdays are something to remember. Thank you for all your well wishes today. Anniversaries should be remembered. I don't know, men especially, on your device, if you can put a reminder. Have a calendar on your wall with that anniversary circled. I don't know, have something, something. Lord help you to remember your anniversary. And let your wife know you appreciate her very much. Praise God. I think that's real important. Lots of other memorials. But here's what Samuel did for a memorial. 1 Samuel 7 and 12. Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it. He named that stone Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." That was the memorial. That was the purpose of the stone. That's why he took the time, made the effort, put it in place. "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Aren't you glad that you've got those kinds of memorials? That you've got that understanding. The Lord has helped me. He's brought me to this place. He's brought me through every trial, every test, every difficulty, every situation. "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Amen. You can be seated. The Lord bless you. Now, many stories in Scripture that we could gain faith and we could gain understanding and we can have encouragement because we could relate, maybe not exactly to each situation, certainly not the physical battles that Israel was in, but the spiritual battles that the Lord would bring us through. I'm thankful that the Lord again and again won victory for Israel. In this particular instance, there was a need for return and repentance on the part of the people coming back to the Lord. Israel had lost a battle sometime before to the Philistines, and in that loss, in that defeat, they also surrendered the Ark of the Covenant, which was symbolic of the presence of God. It was gone from Israel for over 20 years. I don't know how they were able to exist without it. It's symbolic, of course, but necessarily having the actual presence of the Lord was what was important. Amazingly, the Philistines wanted to get rid of that Ark. Bad things were happening to them instead of good things in the presence of God. Lord, help us to be on the place where good things are coming from the presence of God and not bad things that would cause us to understand we're in the wrong place, we're on the wrong road, we're going in the wrong direction. Amen. Thank God for his mercy that would reach out to us in that regard. But Samuel told Israel, "Return to the Lord with all your heart." And not only return to the Lord, but turn from the strange gods that you have among you, the Ashtaroth and the various idols that they had gotten caught up with. He said, "Prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only." I think that's a good message. I think that's a recurring message, a message that we need to heed and understand and obey today. Turn from all the things that may try to distract us. Turn from all the things that may try to turn us away from God and turn to the Lord with all of our hearts. Amen. So they gathered at a place called Mizpah, and there Samuel prayed for them. Samuel sacrificed and sought God. When the Philistines heard that they were gathered at Mizpah, they thought, "Here's our opportunity. Here's our chance." And they approached for battle. They came against Israel again, but I like what the scripture says. They didn't have to go and fight. They didn't have to prepare. They didn't have to shudder with fear and with concern and dismay, because the Bible says the Lord stepped forth on their behalf. The Lord did a great work. Amen. And it's incredible how it is stated. It simply says the Lord thundered with a great thunder. Amen. We had an unusual display of thunder here the other night. It was amazing to have it shake the house, as it were, and the loud boom. Those of you who are used to thunder maybe thought that that was just a normal display. But for us up here who don't have it very often, it's a reminder the Lord can thunder with a great thunder against your enemies. He can bring forth His power. He can show the hand of God. He can reveal what He's able to do. And the enemy was confused in this instance, and Israel was able to defeat them. This led to the setting up of the stone between Mizpah and Shen, and it was called Ebenezer, or the stone of help, because there wanted to be that reminder. Samuel wanted it to be in the forefront. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Oh, thank God that we can have those reminders in our experience. We can look back just a few months ago, or a few years ago, or even decades ago, and know God helped me. God ministered to me. God answered my prayer. God stepped on the scene. God thundered with a great thunder, as it were, and His power was displayed. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. To some today, those things that Joshua did and the altars that were raised and so on may have just been a pile of stones. But I'm thankful altars of sacrifice were made of stones. Noah built an altar after the flood. Cain and Abel must have had an altar to offer their sacrifices on. Abraham, Gideon, and Elijah had fire fall upon their altars. And I'm thankful that, again, we can have those emblems and symbols of how the Lord would do a work. There came the time that the people of Israel were crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land. The river was at flood stage. The priests, however, were directed to step into the water, and then God would show His power. And sure enough, as they were carrying that Ark of the Covenant, that which they knew and understood was so important about the presence of God, when their feet got wet, the river stopped flowing. And the waters heaped up by the city of Adam. Oh, how incredible a display of God doing His work. The priests went into the midst of the river. They stood on dry ground. And in the middle of that river, Joshua piled up 12 stones. And then he directed 12 men. Each of you pick up a stone from the bed of this river, carry it across to the other side, and move it all the way to the city of Gilgal. And there we're going to pile that stone, that collection of stones up, so that when your children come by and they see that pile of stones and they ask, what does that mean? You're able to say, God stopped the waters of the Jordan, and we were able to come across. Moreover, God did a work at the Red Sea. They were to give them a history lesson of how God was able to do a work. And even if they don't ask, I think there needs to be a purpose in every parent. There needs to be a desire in the heart of each adult. Our kids need to know. Our kids need to understand. Our kids need to be aware. God can do a work that is impossible. God can break the unbreakable. God can do the hand of work that man is not able to do. Thank God that we know He is able. Praise God. Amen. The tables of stone, not just a pile of stone, but the tables of stone that we know to be the Ten Commandments. God wrote on those tables of stone twice. The second set was made by Moses, and they were written by the hand of God. They resided in the Ark of the Covenant. It was important for those memorials to be there. Not just a memorial, but something that we followed, something that we obeyed, something that we understood God commanded and not just suggested. Not just what God preferred, but we understood this is what God is telling us to do. And thank God we're able to follow through on that. Now, Hebrews 9 and 4 lets us know the contents of the ark. What was in that holy box or chest? The tables of stone. A pot of manna. And Aaron's rod that budded. Why those three items? Well, obviously, again, memorials to help us to understand the Lord met Moses on the mountain and he came down carrying those tables of stone that were so important for his instructions to the people of God. The manna that fell for 40 years as the people of Israel were wandering through the wilderness and finally arriving at the banks of the Jordan, and the manna stopped at that point. But the pot of manna was there to remind them, this is what God did for you for 40 years. Aaron's rod that was made out of an almond tree, a rod that was polished smooth, a rod that had been dead for a long time, but God by his choice, God by his power, made it bud and blossom and bear almonds to signify, this is the work that I can do through my leaders. This is the work that I am going to perform and bring you into the promised land. Oh, thank God. The Lord is a God of resurrection. The Lord is a God who's able to bring life. The Lord is a God who's able to produce what you need in all your situations, in all that you're looking for. All these memorials. And they're made of stone so that they would last, so that you would remember, so that you would have those reminders. Praise God. Samuel's rock, Joshua's pile of stones, Moses and the tablets of stone. I'm thankful that God wants us to remember and have that ongoing memory of his work and the wonders that he has done. Praise God. I'm thankful that we can declare as well, hitherto hath the Lord helped me. And I'm glad I can make it personal. I'm thankful there can be the memorials of miracles. I'm thankful I can look back and recognize, my God stepped out and did a work for me. Jesus is that solid rock. The prophecies that we see in Scripture, Isaiah 28 and 16, for example, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Oh, thank God. That's the kind of rock our God is. It's solid and it's sure. It's not something that's flaky and just rolling around. It's something that we can build our lives upon and know it is a foundation. Furthermore, Daniel saw it in prophecy. Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he couldn't figure it out, but Daniel, by the hand of God, explained what it was. Oh, I'm thankful that God can come in moments of confusion and help us to understand the direction to go. I'm thankful that the Lord gives a hope when it seems like there is no hope. But God can step on the scene. God can reveal his plan. God can show the direction that he would have you to go. And we know the stone that was made without hands, that was brought out of the mountain, smashed all the kingdoms that Daniel saw in the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. I'm thankful that God is going to be all in all. God is going to be the one on high. God is going to be the one who is almighty, all eternal. And we're going to worship him forever. Praise God. I'm thankful he went to the cross. I'm thankful he was buried in the tomb. Both of them are not occupied right now. Praise God. He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb. But oh my, I'm thankful we have those memorials. I'm thankful we have those to remind us the price has already been paid for my salvation. He already paid the price for my redemption. I don't have to do anything of the sort. I can be a living sacrifice. Amen, which is reasonable, which is acceptable, which is what I should be doing. But I'm thankful he is the sacrifice. I'm thankful he made the way. I'm thankful he walked out of that tomb. Praise God. And he is alive and powerful today to make a change in our lives, to make a difference in our hearts. And hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Now, let's go to Scripture in Acts 10. And let's look at an individual named Cornelius, a devout man, a man who was a centurion of all things, an officer in the Roman army, but a devout man, the Bible says. All his house feared God along with him. He was a giver. He gave much alms, and he prayed to God always. Now, there may have been those who did not pay attention to those details. They may have wondered, how can a centurion, a captain over 100 soldiers, have time for that kind of devotion? But God didn't forget. God dispatched an angel to go to Cornelius' house. And Cornelius was at first fearful, as obviously supernatural things sometimes are totally out of our realm, out of our physical realm, and we're not able to grasp them. But I tell you what, we need to get used to them, because God wants to do more. God wants to show His power, and even greater. God wants to take us to another level. God wants to bring us into His power even more. Cornelius was fearful until he heard the words of the angel. The angel said, "Cornelius, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God." God pays attention? Sure He does. Amen. He's aware of all things. But the angel told Cornelius to send to a city called Joppa for a man named Simon Peter, and he will tell you what you ought to do. I don't know if Cornelius was praying, "God, what do you want me to do? God, what's your plan for me? God, what's your will? God, what should I do?" Praise God, I'm thankful that Peter would later give the report how Cornelius related it to him. He said, the angel will let him know, "Peter is going to tell you words whereby you and all your house might be saved." Saved? Cornelius would be a welcome member in any church in the land today. There would be many who would say, "Because of your service to the empire and your service to God, we're glad to have you in our fellowship. Continue to give in your alms in particular." And continue your prayers. Continue your influence. Leadership is influence. And thank God he was able to exert that. But what is interesting here is he was quickly obedient. He summoned two of his servants. He called a devout soldier. Interesting how the Bible calls that soldier devout, because Cornelius' influence did not stop short. Cornelius' influence, it was not just within himself, but he was affecting his servants. He was affecting his soldiers. And so he sent them to Joppa. Now, God was already working in Joppa. God was already there. There didn't have to be a knock on the door and a beginning of God's process and God's work. He's already at work, and thank God. Oftentimes we pray about situations that we don't know what to do with. Sometimes we pray about needs, and we got to understand God's already working on the answer. God's already bringing it about. God is already providing, thank God. And the Lord was working on Peter's heart when he had a vision that became a memorial. Peter was on the rooftop. He was wanting to be alone, to spend some time with God. He was praying at noon, and he was hungry, realizing it's just about mealtime. And then the vision came upon him, the Lord instructing him to rise and slay, kill, and eat. And it was animals that the Jews considered unclean. And Peter argued with the Lord, the audacity of the man, argued with God. "No, Lord, I've never eaten anything unclean like that." Be careful about arguing with God. Just jump up and do what he says to do. That's a whole lot better. And the message was, "What God hath cleansed, call not thou common or unclean." And three times it happened. I don't want to say Peter was dense. I don't want to say Peter was stubborn. But I can identify with Peter in that regard. And sometimes, "Are you sure, God? Is this what you want me to do?" And Joshua and Gideon and different ones that required signs. God help us. God help us. Amen. And oh my, the message was that God is going to pour out His Spirit. God is going to do a work. Peter went to Cornelius' house as the Spirit told him to, doubting nothing. And when he got there, and he heard what Cornelius had to say. He began to preach Jesus. Oh, thank God for the message that we have. Thank God it's the same no matter who we're speaking to. Thank God it's Jesus no matter what the background of the individual may be. I'm thankful Jesus is the answer. I'm thankful Jesus is our hope. I'm thankful Jesus is the one we call upon. And while Peter was preaching Jesus, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. The six brethren who were Jewish that came with Peter heard those of Cornelius' house speaking in tongues and realizing God has filled them with his spirit just like he did for us. And Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. He said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized who've received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Oh, thank God we can fulfill what Jesus said, to be born of the water and to be born of the Spirit. And nobody can say no. Nobody can say you don't belong. Nobody can say you are among the people who are left out. I'm glad God includes everybody. I'm glad God includes you. I'm glad God includes me. Thank God. God, for the power of the Holy Ghost that can fall on each one, and the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus Christ can take care of every sin, every problem, every difficulty, and move us into the realm of new birth and new life. Praise God. Praise God. What a memorial. We look at the memorials in our lifetime. Some of you are old enough as me to remember the report of President Kennedy being assassinated. And what a terrible day that was. Days of uncertainty, days of confusion, days of wondering what is going to happen, what is going to take place in our country. Maybe you've seen in Washington, D.C., or the traveling memorial for Vietnam, and the stark reminder of 58,000 who didn't make it home. Oh, my. And especially if you know one of those names, it's such an impact. It hits you hard. And to be at the tomb of the unknown soldier and to see the guard marching back and forth, and how solemn it is, and how revered it is to be. And 9/11 here today, the World Trade Center and the memorial there, and the other places that were struck as well. I think it's very fitting that there be the reminder, the pool of reflection, the towers of light. I don't know if they do that every time. I don't know if that happens, but I remember seeing the towers of light in the place of where the Twin Towers were, and I think that's a very fitting memorial, because the scientists tell us that light just continues on. It's not extinguished. It just keeps going. And God, help us to continue to remember. God, help us to continue to honor. God, help us to continue the understanding there was sacrifice, there was service. And thank God that we live in this country and we have the opportunity to worship God. I think we ought to raise our hands right now and pray for our country. Pray for our country. Pray that God would move again, that God would bless again. Oh, Jesus Christ, move, Lord, I pray, in our country. Move, God, I pray, with revival. Help us to return to you. Help us to turn from the idols and gods that would distract us. Help us, God, to believe you, because hitherto you have helped us. Hitherto, God, you have brought us. Hitherto, God, you have shown us how great and how powerful you are. Continue, Lord, that work. Continue, Lord, that blessing. Oh, God, let revival fires burn with light, with power, with deliverance. Salvation that is so great. Help us now, God. Oh, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Thank the Lord that we have the privilege of prayer. Amen. I don't need political activism. I need prayer. Amen. I'll vote. Yes, I'll vote. You should vote. But, oh, God, help us to understand things are going to change through prayer. Amen, and the power of the Lord. I'm thankful for so great salvation. I'm thankful that conviction came upon my heart and God knocked on my heart's door and tried to get my attention. I'm thankful he brought me to repentance where I could die out to my old lifestyle and desire to be alive in the direction that God would have for me. I'm thankful the waters of baptism closed over me on that cold December, and that water was not warm, I guarantee you, but I came out of that water feeling warm in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, remitting sin. I'm thankful I received the Holy Ghost and I spoke in another language that I did not understand. Let me tell you, I was 18 years old and I'm thankful that the tears flowed down my cheeks and I didn't care who saw me. I'm thankful I spoke in tongues loud and soft. I just wanted to hear it coming forth, and I didn't care who heard me. I was the last one to get up from that altar, but it didn't matter to me because I was so thrilled. God filled me with the Holy Ghost. God filled me with His Spirit. And oh, I wanted to keep going. I wanted to keep happening. I wanted to be an abiding presence that is renewed again and again. How powerful our God is. Promise and provision, healing and favor, fellowship with those of like precious faith. Oh, I'm thankful that God called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. Every trial brings a triumph. Every battle brings a victory. I'm thankful that God brings you through as well. And there's many, many memorials of victory that I'm looking at here today. Many, many stories of how God stepped on the scene and brought you forth. Hallelujah. With the miracles of His touch, with the healing of His power, with the deliverance of His Spirit, with the power of His name. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. The devil comes with his reminders. He likes to drag out memorials of all your failures and all the things that you've done. Amen. Just go ahead and start reminding him. Hey, devil, I know God heals cancer because there's people in our church that's been healed of cancer. I know God heals the blind because God stepped into a camp meeting and healed AJ. Hallelujah. And he was able to holler out, "I can see." Oh, my God does a work. Just remind the devil of what God has done. Just remind the devil of how God has moved and worked. And declare, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped me." Hallelujah. And you're not going to stop me, devil. You know, the miracles that were done, the miracles that we read about in Scripture, I've got to believe that every time those individuals went by that particular place, it was a reminder, it was a memorial. Now, Naaman was from Syria, and he traveled over to the Jordan to hear the man of God. The man of God sent a servant out. Praise God, you can be a servant sent by God to bring a message that will result in a miracle. Naaman kind of argued about it, but he finally obeyed, and oh, so glad he obeyed. He was so thrilled. He got a couple of mules. He loaded them up with dirt. Seems kind of strange. Some of these soldiers may have said, "What are you doing? I'm filling these bags with dirt, putting them on the mule. What do you want those dirt bags for?" That may have been the first use of that term, dirt bag. I don't know. But Naaman wanted a reminder. Naaman wanted to be able, you know, if he looked in the mirror, that would be a reminder. If he looked at his hands, that would be a reminder. Thank God the Lord brings a change to us that's with us every day of our lives. It's not just a memorial that we look back on. Amen. December 16th, 1966, I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And oh, thank God the power of that name is with me right here, right now. And I know the power of that name can answer prayer, can defeat the devil, can bring healing for sickness. Oh, my God is so great and so powerful. I'm thankful that I can look back at memorials, but I know it's here right now. And that was the case for Naaman. What about that young man born blind? Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Because every time he went by that pool of Siloam again, that's where I washed. That's where I came seeing. That's where God healed me. Hallelujah. Amen. That tomb of Lazarus that he was in for 4 days at Bethany, just outside of Jerusalem. Every time he walked by that place, he said, that's where I was for a little while. But I heard my name. Oh, the Almighty called my name. Hallelujah. And I came waddling out of that place. And they unwrapped me from the grave clothes. And I'm alive. Live today. Hallelujah. Praise God for the power to put memorials in our life. We don't have time to talk about the pool of Bethesda, the gate beautiful, all these other places that would be reminders of those who were delivered, those who were healed, how that God brought forth his power, and hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Now, does God remember? Well, he had a memorial for Cornelius. But I'm thankful God remembers to forget. I'm thankful the promise is there in Jeremiah 31:34. The Lord declaring, I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Oh, what a tremendous promise. And I'm thankful it's repeated twice in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 12, chapter 10, verse 17. Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I hold to those verses, friend. I read those verses again and again, especially when the devil comes with his stinking reminders of all the failures and wrongs that I've done. But the Lord said, I'm not going to remember them. I'm not going to hold it against you. Praise God. I'm thankful that I can determine in my heart, I'm not going to sin no more. That's a double negative. But I'm going to move into the realm of the power of God to bring forth his glory in my life, because God is not going to forget your work and labor of love. Hebrews 6 and 10 says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God's not going to forget. God's going to hold it forth in his memory. Praise God. And we will know the reward and the blessing that he has provided. Now we'll give an account. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14 and 12 lets us know. It's going to happen. We're going to give an account. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. But thank God, because of his goodness, because of his touch, because of his blessing, it can all be good. It can all be favorable. It can all be positive. Hallelujah. Because the Lord makes a difference with his goodness. That's what Peter preached to Cornelius. The Lord went about doing good. Oh, I'm thankful that we have that record. I'm thankful that the scripture lets us know it's the goodness of God that leads you to repentance, and all the bad you have done, all the problems you have caused, all the confusion that may be in your heart can be forgiven and washed away in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because of his sacrifice, because of his work, because of his blood. Titus 2 and 14 says he gave himself for us. Oh my. Again, that cross, that tomb, they're empty, praise God, but they're a memorial that he did give himself for us, that he might redeem us, that scripture says, from all iniquity. There's nothing that needs to hold you back. There's nothing that needs to keep you down. There's no chain that cannot be broken. Praise God. I'm thankful that the Lord is able to break every addiction, every habit, every sin, every problem. Hallelujah. He'll redeem you from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar or a special people, zealous of good works. That's what we move into. Amen. That's the change that is made. Memorials because of God's goodness. Born again of water and the Spirit. Praise God. Why is there such a tangible experience? Why is there such an awareness, a concrete experience, if you will? You go down dry, you come up wet. There's no doubt about it. And the name of Jesus Christ being called over you is something that you hear and that you remember. Praise God. You receive the Holy Ghost and you speak in a language you do not understand. There may be tears. There may be jumping up and down. There may be just a stunned awareness. God filling me with His Spirit. Praise God. But that sign is there. You hear it. Others hear it. Praise God. The power of God comes forth in such a powerful way. Why does God do it that way? Because He's God. He can choose what to do, whatever He wants to do. But this is why also, so that you can remember what that water felt like. And how you felt when you came out of that water after the name of Jesus Christ has remitted every sin. Hallelujah. And you heard yourself speak in a language you did not understand. It sounded strange. It sounded funny. It sounded like it wasn't even a language. But you were so thankful that God was giving you that sign. Hallelujah. That the devil could not talk you out of. The devil could not say that was just you. The devil could not say that's just confusion. That's just gibberish. That's just nonsense. Oh, no. Amen. If he comes and tells you that, just show him again. Just do it again. Just talk in tongues again. Just worship God again. Hallelujah. Just let the power of God flow through you again. Hallelujah. And let that be. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. So powerful. So dynamic. So that you won't forget. Amen. A memorial. Protection. Provision. Healing. Deliverance. The hope of heaven. Praise God. Amen. Oh, what a great God who does a great work. An unending work. One that He wants to continue in your life. Amen. And oh, thank God we can let Him. We can open ourselves to Him. We can let Him continue that work. Amen. And I hope that's your desire today. I hope that's your focus today. Hitherto, Lord, you've helped me, but you're going to help me tomorrow. You're going to help me next week. You're going to help me next month. You're going to help me next year. I'm going to keep serving you. I'm going to keep living for you. I'm going to keep believing you. I'm going to keep trusting you. Praise God, because one of these days, that trumpet is going to sound. That shout is going to be heard. That voice is going to sound forth, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another by these words. Oh, thank God for the comfort. Hallelujah. I've got an aunt named Alice over there, and I can't hardly wait to hear her laugh again. I've got a mom waiting over there. Amen. And a father-in-law, on and on the list can go, and the same with you. Let's make sure we're going to see him again. Let's make sure we're going to rejoice with them forever. Let's make sure we're going to be able to exchange the stories. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us, and now here we are forever. Praise God. Stand with me, please. Oh, my. Thank the Lord for His goodness. Thank the Lord for His mercy. Thank the Lord for His compassion. Thank the Lord for His faithfulness. That's what I feed on. That's where I gain strength. That's what I'm able to receive. And then He continues that work. He continues to display His power. He continues to manifest His strength. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, I can be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, just my reasonable service to prove it is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of my mind. Praise God. And I move into that realm of knowing God more and more and the blessings that He would have. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. Why don't we just raise our hands and let the Lord know, continue it in me, God. You've helped me hitherto, Lord, and I know You can do even more, even more. Hallelujah.